Oh, he is wrong.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
As always, and yourself?
Well, this is a strange and interesting time. I'm going to talk about my three favorite things today: money, weight, and work. But kind of in a different vein, more along the line of preferences, trust in my abilities, and knowingness. Because it feels like I'm moving more in that direction, like I've recreated these three areas to move more in that direction. Like when you were saying before that every time you recreate it, it offers you more information.
Yes.
And I think it's offering me more information on how to trust my abilities more. Can you agree with that?
Yes.
And probably because these are like what I consider the three most important areas. And I think I'm also creating events to teach me more how to center and focus, like we were talking about Tiger last time, which is interesting. And through all this, I feel like I am doing now. I am doing staying in the moment, concentrating on relaxing, and catching a lot. But at the same time, I feel like I'm getting fatter and poorer. So something, it was like a small voice said to me this morning, you're moving in the right direction, you just haven't seen the results yet. Is that what's going on?
I would express that is accurate. At times it may seem that you may be generating setbacks, or you may be creating what you do not want, but in your process, those experiences and expressions may be avenues in which you are moving in new directions.
Which is the new direction of trusting my abilities more and more of a knowingness.
Yes.
Okay. Can you say some more on that? is there something else I need to pay attention? Because I feel like I'm getting more and more tense, even though each moment I bring myself back to focusing on relaxing. But I've been waking up with these headaches, and by like 4 o'clock I start getting really flushed and hot and feel like I'm getting sick, but by the next morning I'm fine again. Is this all part of it?
Let me express to you, as we have discussed previously, when you are focusing upon relaxing, what are you doing?
Well, I take a breath and then I tell myself, okay, relax. And I concentrate. I try to notice the areas that are holding the tension and release. Like I hold it in my forehead, I hold it around my mouth, I hold it in my shoulders, and I try to relax each of those areas.
And what do you do subsequently?
Before?
After.
Well, I go back. I'm working, but I'm trying to stay in that, in each moment. And I try to keep doing that, but then I create some event and I just go and tense back up again. I feel like a tornado.
And how do you define yourself being in the now and being present.
I focus on what different parts of my body are doing, what's going on around me, what I am doing as far as pulling different things to me, people or events, and what I'm doing and creating those.
And how do you define yourself being present?
By noticing what I'm feeling and
let me offer an example to you. An individual can be aware in the now and can be aware of what is occurring in the now and not necessarily be present. As an example, you could generate a dream or a visualization of another focus of yourself. Now, in that, you can either watch the scenario of the experiences of the other focus as you would watch a film, or you can place yourself in the situation and know that it is another focus of you that you are experiencing, but you are not necessarily watching yourself.
Right, you're feeling it.
Yes. In this, you incorporate a partial view of yourself. For unless you are standing before a mirror, you are not actually looking at yourself. In that, you can generate many experiences and feelings and not actually be present with yourself, not actually experiencing yourself as existing. Another example, generally speaking, when individuals are interacting with each other, you will be listening to what the other individual is expressing. You will be watching what they are doing. You may be aware of your own thinking, but you are not necessarily aware of your own existence in that scenario. Your presence. For you are paying attention to what is occurring, rather than you existing in that occurrence. In this, you are moving your attention to what is occurring outside of you. You are moving your attention to what your body consciousness is expressing, or even perhaps what you are feeling, but you are not integrating that in your own existence, in your own presence. You are separating them as separate entities. What is my body consciousness doing? Where is the tension located? Initially, that is an effective manner to be paying more attention to what you are doing. Now it is a matter of integrating, paying attention to what you are doing, and also knowing your presence in it. That the tension or the relaxation is not merely what you do, but what you are. In those moments.
Okay, so for example, yesterday, the event with my son losing his wallet with everything in it, and then the conversations we had, which erupted into a fight, which erupted into me telling him I want money from him. And I thought I was aware and present, and I thought that the message was, the reason I created that was to bring my attention back to that I was covering again about finances, and to uncover that, again trying to take the importance off of it. So I thought I was aware, I was trying to be present in that situation and what I was doing.
And what were you doing?
I was upset with him because he had lost everything. So I tried to bring my attention back to why was I upset with him. And again, it was the whole parent-child thing and responsibility. And then another part of it was, it's always another excuse and another thing why he can't pay, and it jumped over to that. But I thought I was doing good at being aware of what I was doing because I was covering those things, trying to ignore them.
Yes.
And I created that to uncover those things.
And I would be acknowledging of that. But also, in some capacity, dismissing in relation to the association of the parent-child and responsibility. This is not a child.
Right, and I tried to bring myself back to, he's responsible for what he creates, he's fine, he's creating his own thing, but if I get caught up in...
But you interjected.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do?
Well, I interjected because I'm still caught up in the hamster wheel of he's affecting my reality.
I'm understanding, but remember, what you are doing first is what is creating that reflection. This is the reason that I am inquiring of you, what were you doing?
I was working.
No. You generate an automatic association that you may not be thinking of continuously, but it is present. The automatic association is that he is being irresponsible and that he is not effectively managing his choices, and in that you must move in the direction of incorporating personal responsibility for him, for he will not generate the responsibility himself. That association is constant. In this situation, we are speaking of this one scenario.
And that's true of both of them.
Yeah. But that is an association that you continuously incorporate, whether you are thinking of it or not. It is present. And being present, that is part of the energy that you project. And in that, that energy seeks out expressions to match it and to validate it. Therefore, in you generating that association and projecting that to him, you encourage him to express in the manner that he does. You encourage him to do precisely the actions that you do not want. In this, it is significant to recognize that it is not wrong or bad for you to generate certain associations in relation to yourself. But this is precisely what I have been expressing for an ongoing time framework in relation to differences and how destructive associations with differences can be to yourselves. For you can generate the association that certain behaviors are irresponsible and you would not engage them. And you will generate choices that will be in keeping with your assessment of being responsible. But that does not necessarily apply to other individuals. When you project your guidelines to another individual, you very strongly discount them. And when you do that, you receive precisely what you expect.
Okay, but did we get off the subject of where this all started? of being present versus...
Yes, this is a matter of being present. For if you are genuinely present, you are aware of your existence and what you are doing in your associations. And whether those associations are actually valid to you or not. This is, once again, associated with outcomes. I am not discounting your progress. I am acknowledging of you that you are becoming much more aware, you are paying much more attention, you are understanding what you offer to yourself in information, but what you are presenting to me now is a step beyond that.
Is the next step?
Yes. What you are presenting to myself now in this conversation is the wanting to move into the next step of you recognize that you are noticing. You are paying attention to what you are doing to an extent, but you also are recognizing that it is not generating the type of success that you want.
Right.
And therefore, you are recognizing that there is more that can be expressed.
Right. And I'm confused about what that is, because I just don't... I mean, I thought when I was in that conversation or in that event with Curtis, I thought I did realize those things.
Yeah.
I still continued with the path. But I did recognize that underlying theme. So
yes.
I guess I don't really get... I don't
but
really
you
get
continued.
It yet. Yeah. Yes, I did.
In this...
Okay, but like with Rick this morning, I didn't continue. I recognized that I had my guidelines about the GP sold with the cracked brain, and that it was my perception of the potential danger. But I thought that I also recognized that he did not have that same perception of it, nor did the person that bought it, and I was able to let it go. Would you agree with that?
Yes. And that is more of an example of paying attention to your perception, but also distinguishing whether that is actually important or not, or whether you are actually involved.
So is that the next step we're talking about?
Partially.
What I did? Partially.
Partially.
What's the rest of it?
The other element is the presence.
See, I don't get that, because I just feel like I'm being so much more present. I don't know how I could be more present.
You are being more now.
Right.
You are noticing more.
Right.
which is to be acknowledged, and that is a significant accomplishment.
Right.
But as I expressed, there's a difference between being in the now and noticing and being present.
Yeah, and that's not what I'm getting, because I thought that I was being present. I guess I don't get the difference between being in the now and being present, because I guess I'm looking at them as the same. And I don't know how to differentiate. I mean, I understand the example of observing and being the person. I understand that, because I've played the game many a times where I put myself up in a corner and look down. But I guess I'm not getting how to be more present. Okay, so this morning I wasn't present.
Not entirely.
Okay, what would the difference been? If I were totally present, what would the difference have been?
In being present, you would have fully experienced yourself in the scenario, and you would have fully experienced the other individuals also. It would not have been intellectual. It would not be thinking.
Guess I don't understand how to do that then. I understand what you're saying in concept, but I don't understand how
you
would have put that into practice.
You will.
Is that part? I was just thinking maybe that was. Is that part of the centering and focusing too, or is that? That's different.
Correct.
Okay, I don't get that yet. I'll trust you on that one. I saw, we went on a hike the other day, and I saw a dead hawk in my yard. And I got the impression that it was a young hawk. And I got the impression that it was a symbol of transitioning more into this new place of trusting my abilities and a knowingness. Is that what that was about?
Yes.
Okay. So that's cool. So I was reading a session about finances, and you said it's just a matter of you not fully trusting your abilities yet. Is that true of me also?
Yes. And projecting to outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And concerning yourself or worrying in relation to sources. Focusing upon the sources of finances and the outcomes, rather than trusting yourself and your abilities that you can generate in many directions, rather than limiting yourself to specific sources that in some capacities are frustrating to you.
And I did catch that message of why I'm creating this now. So, which always leads me to, what do I do next? Which is also bringing me more back to the lessons of, you don't need to do anything. So, basically, I'm learning how to trust my abilities. Because I do know that that's what this is about.
Yes.
Why have I been getting so flushed in the afternoon? Is it just because I'm pushing too hard to learn? Like, I'm overloading myself?
That is a release of energy.
Mm-hmm.
For you are holding energy.
Really? Because I'm focusing so much on relaxing.
Let me express
like it's you. Having an opposite effect. The more I try to relax, the more I'm like going like this. It's
correct.
Weird. Why is that?
It is actually not unusual.
Oh, good.
This is the reason that I generally do not advocate affirmations.
Right.
They tend to create a very similar expression. When you concentrate in a particular direction in opposition to another direction, it is not as effective, just as with an affirmation. The individual expresses the affirmation over and over, and in actuality they continue to reinforce what they do not want, for they are attempting to override, enforce what they do not want as an expression.
So I thought I was going back to the exercise that you gave me before of concentrating on relaxing.
Yes, you are. But you are also pushing in that.
Trying to hurry up and relax.
Yes. Yes. You are expressing an impatience with yourself. And you are expressing an impatience with yourself in relation to the association of, I should not have to incorporate this action so often. I should incorporate the ability to be this and not have to try.
But that's right, and it's part of the learning process. I got like this, I read something that said, I read or referred or something about you preparing yourself for your next stage in life. And that's what I feel like. I'm always impatient in the learning process. I mean, you say, I understand it's all about the process, because when I'm on a hike, it's about the process of the hike. It's not about getting to the summit. It's the process, and I do enjoy that process. But these things that I'm being so impatient about, my perception is I want to get there so I can enjoy the end result. I'm not enjoying the process.
And that is precisely the point.
Yeah. What? That I'm not enjoying the process.
Correct.
Right. So,
and moving in directions in which you can enjoy the process and appreciate that, for in not doing so, your end point never comes.
And that is that part of what the hikes are trying to reinforce to me, to,
as an example, right. Yes, it is not concerning the outcome.
Right.
It is a matter of the process and allowing yourself to engage the process in a comfortable manner that will allow you to generate the outcome that you want. Not placing the importance upon the outcome. The more you pay attention to the outcome, the farther you push it away.
And I thought I was really trying to focus on staying in the moment and not focusing on the outcome.
But this is another example of what we were discussing, in that...
So basically I'm covering.
In relation to the relaxing.
Right.
You are pushing yourself to pay attention to the now to avoid paying attention to the outcome.
Right. So what should I do instead?
Engage.
My neck really hurts.
Engage the process in a manner that is comfortable and exciting to you.
Well, I thought I was trying to do that at work with my new toy, that I can go out and recenter and focus and get some exercise and enjoy that. And I'm trying to implement things at work where I can enjoy it more. So that's, I mean, I know all this is interconnected, so that's
yes.
One way of doing it.
Yes.
Can you give me another example of what I might do? Because I guess you're talking about enjoying the process of trusting my abilities more?
Yes.
Okay, can you give me an example of how I can do that? Like I'm trying to implement the things to enjoy work more. What could I implement to try enjoying this process of trusting my abilities more?
In your employment, you are doing that.
Right. No, I know I'm doing it there, but what can I do to enjoy this process more?
Recognizing that it is a process, first of all.
I thought I did that.
In that, also not personalizing.
What?
In general, not personalizing with your sons, not personalizing with your weight. Not.
Well, that's kind of personal. I kind of feel it every morning. But I'm really not enjoying that process, because I thought that implementing all of these things with my thing, that I can do exercise at work, and I'm doing the exercise in the morning, and I'm kind of balancing it out, and I'm going on hikes, and I really don't believe that I'm eating, you know, outrageously. And I'm just, it just seems that it's going in the opposite direction. And I'm just not, I was trying to implement things to enjoy that process more with my new at-home routine and the one at work. But that's not working.
And the more you move in that association,
that it's not working,
the more you will create that. That is the point.
But how can I move more in the association if it is working?
You move in the direction of what you want, being what you want, doing what you want, now, not futurely.
See, I don't understand that, because if I grab a pair of my size 6 pants, they are not going to fit. That would be the doing, putting those on, and that is not going to work.
No, that would not be the doing.
Oh.
That would be the reinforcement of the discounting.
So this kind of goes to what you said before, freeing the perception that you already have.
Yes.
Okay.
And what you are placing importance upon.
Right.
And what you are placing importance upon is what you do not like.
Okay, so give me an example with my weight, how I can, what it would be like if I was actually doing these three things.
Generating the present feeling your body.
I feel it.
No. Do you want to engage this conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to continue to discount yourself in every expression that I offer to you?
No.
For that is what you are doing. Feeling your body in what you perceive to be the most attractive, the most sensual, and the most desirable. Not merely imagining, not merely thinking, but allowing yourself to genuinely feel yourself. Not moving in the constant familiar direction of, I entirely dislike how I feel. It is very easy for myself to feel uncomfortable, for I dislike this. This is the point, my dear friend, is that you are concentrating in many directions in what you do not like and you do not want, and you become confused as to why you continue to create these expressions. Why do you become tense as soon as you stop intentionally relaxing? For you are attempting to relax and you are somewhat being successful, but you are pushing yourself to relax rather than genuinely being present with yourself and allowing yourself to be relaxed. Knowing in the moment that no harmful expression is occurring. Knowing that you are acceptable. Your concentration is so strong in what is not acceptable to you about you. This is what we want to interrupt.
And then how do we do that? So it's about my work too. I stopped selling anything.
Let me also express to you When you are genuinely present with yourself, other individuals become very attracted to you in any capacity, for they recognize that you genuinely see them. You genuinely hear them, and you genuinely see them. We begin in practicing again with appreciating, and practicing the exercise of experiencing being and doing what you want now, and therefore changing that energy rather than expressing to your leprechaun continuously, not yet, not yet, but rather, yes, now.
And how can I do that in the doing? I understand the exercise of...
This will also be helpful to you in becoming more familiar with being present. In whatever you are doing, place yourself in your own experience of already accomplishing what you want. Not engaging actions that will automatically discount yourself. Not incorporating, attempting to place certain articles of clothing upon your body that will automatically discount you, but allowing yourself to experience yourself in your body now as attractive, as sensual.
I got that part, but what's the, is that the doing also?
Yes. That can carry into your employment also. For the more you are experiencing yourself in your body consciousness in this manner, the more it will allow you to attract other individuals also. For when you feel yourself to be attractive, you project that type of energy, and you attract. When you feel yourself to be successful, that is the energy that you project, and you attract that success.
I thought he did feel successful at work setting up the new system and everything. And finding ways to have more fun and be playful. And
I'm acknowledging of that.
But it's not working.
But what did I express to him? The reason it is not working is that you are generating this automatic association in many directions. In your words, none of it is working.
So how did it go from working so well to not working at all? It was working. What happened?
I will express to you, my friend. You are an individual that incorporates two factors of how you move. One is you allow yourself to move in a direction for a time framework in which you offer yourself information, you allow yourself to be successful in what you are doing, and you acknowledge yourself in that. And then you create perhaps one or two or three small experiences that you perceive to be a setback. Those one or two or three experiences that you perceive to be a setback propels you into a type of spiral. Now, I am quite understanding of your discomfort in this pattern with yourself, but I am also quite understanding that this is a method that you have engaged for an ongoing time framework. It is a method that you engage to propel yourself into your next layer. In which you motivate yourself through discomfort to rediscover your comfort. And each time you do, you expand. You offer yourself more clarity, you offer yourself more empowerment. It seems to you that that empowerment is nullified each time you engage this method, but in actuality, as you continue to offer yourself information, you do offer yourself more empowerment each time. I express this to you not to encourage you to be discounting of yourself more.
Actually, I thought that was the good news. Because it's just like the hiking. I choose harder and harder mountains. And
yes. In that, this is a natural direction that you engage. It may not always be comfortable, but it is consistently successful.
Well, that's good news. Do you have any suggestion on the massage table? Just try to relax or just...
Allow yourself to drift. Do not try to relax. Just allow yourself to drift. Merely be. Allow yourself to feel all of the feelings of the massage. Allow yourself to stop thinking. And merely enjoy the sensations. That will be a more effective relaxation.
Okay. I had a dream the other night that I thought you were in, where you were telling somebody that they were being affected by contraviruses. And it was almost like when Jane would talk about talking to Seth too, that he was less emotional and more stoic. Was almost like it was coming from a farther away place. Was that you? And that was the contraviruses acting contrary to the person's beliefs? And is that a message to me too?
Yes.
Yeah. I get that now.
Moving contrary to yourself.
That's cool. And then, I think we're almost out of time. Maybe a couple more minutes. I saw a lot of ladybugs around my house, and I kind of perceive them as good luck or a good message. Do they have, like, a specific meaning?
It is whatever imagery you attached to them.
Yeah. Okay.
But they do incorporate qualities of resilience and commitment.
I definitely have
that. You incorporate both of those qualities also.
And I misplaced my book today that I had my questions written down. Was that another little exercise in trusting my abilities, just trusting myself that I would remember everything I wanted to talk about?
Yes.
So I found a bunch of sessions when I had asked somebody about the group session, and they said it was on fears and perceptions, and I read a whole bunch of sessions lately, and it was kind of like I didn't need to have the actual session, but I found basically the message in those other sessions. So I basically used another avenue to find the information instead of just thinking that I needed that session, I had to have that session to get the information. So have the headaches been... I've read other sessions where you said that the headaches were opening other neural pathways and widening your awareness. Is that what that's about? Or
partially, but also partially associated with tension and discounting yourself.
Yeah. Okay. funny because I think that I've been so much more aware lately, and I've almost been as unaware as I've been aware.
What a new threshold.
Always. Always. Okay, well, thank you once again for my psychic tune-up.
You are always welcome, my dear friend. Shall be anticipating our next meeting. And know that I am always present with you.
Oh, I do. More and more I do.
Thank you. In tremendous lovingness to you, my dear friend. Au revoir.
Au revoir.